You're listening to SBS News.
It's 5 a.m. on the streets of Sydney's inner city suburb of Redfern. And while most of the city sleeps, senior mentor Josh Togo is driving a minibus from door to door.
Morning.
Every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, the proud Bundjalung man picks up local kids of all ages, making sure they arrive at their morning boxing session safely and on time. The Clean Slate Without Prejudice initiative has been running for a decade. It started with a handful of police officers and young offenders boxing out frustrations. Now, community mentors like Josh Togo aim to demonstrate the power of discipline.
I've definitely come from a very negative background, upbringing. It's no different from how Redfern used to be, with all the drugs, crime, alcohol, violence. You know, I've seen it, witnessed it, been a part of it, and it's something I don't ever want to go back to.
The 28-year-old hopes to give Redfern's youth the support he never had.
I say it all the time, I wish I had something like this when I was growing up, because when I was growing up, I had no one to reach out to. There was no one to talk to. It was sad because it was something I've always wanted. Whereas now, these young kids, they know who to talk to, they know who to reach out to, and lucky for them, they're very fortunate to have people that they can look up to and that they aspire to.
According to the Law Council of Australia, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians are the most incarcerated people in the world, making up 2% of the total Australian adult population, but 28% of the adult prison population. Superintendent Andrew Holland attends the boxing sessions every morning. Local police credit programs like these with helping to reduce the crime rate. In the last decade, Redfern and surrounding areas of South Sydney have seen street offences for the overall population drop by 63%.
The benefit of the program is it gets the community and the police together. The robbery numbers have dropped by about 70% over the last 10 years.
Redfern community leader Shane Phillips is a founder of the program.
What's really important about the having this relationship with the community and the police is we can attack proactively some of the stuff that everyone's talking about, you know, the recidivism rates, the incarceration rates, because it impacts on us all.
For him, the boxing program is about creating a space that is safe and promotes respect while empowering the next generation to continue the Clean Slate Without Prejudice philosophy.
Lead the right change that people can see that there is strength in Aboriginal communities, and that strength is driven from inside and not outside.
An opportunity to step back into the Redfern community. Aboriginal inmates from Long Bay Prison also attend the program.
A lot of us growing up in this area, we've got a lot of family in jail. So to try and help the boys either stay off drugs or try and change their ways, it means a lot, you know.
They learn from our mistakes, you know what I mean? So we make the mistakes for them, and they don't have to go through what we're going through.
For 16-year-old Adrian Scanlon, the boxing sessions are an outlet to blow some energy.
I live in a house with my nan and my two sisters, so I get to interact with other boys and I stay out of trouble.
Senior mentor Lavina O'Mealy grew up in the middle of Redfern, on the block, a housing block that was the site of tense relations between police and community, which came to a climax during the 2004 Redfern riots.
It's a positive in the community rather than all the negatives that were taking place here. So, yeah, it's a life changer, I think. I'd like to probably see one of these programs in every Aboriginal community.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.